Deputy Chair of the SABC, Mama Dupi, Alan, you can be on the road.
I'm not on the road. I'm on the side of the road where I can connect.
Yes,
yes, Honorable Mulala.
Johnny, Honorable Maneli.
I'm trying to be good under the circumstances. Yes, I can hear Honorable Kubega.
Yeah.
Yes.
Che, you must be careful there on the West Rand.
How
lots
are
of
you,
right
there?
Honorable Mackenzie.
How are you this evening?
Honorable Mackenzie, I've been visited by the Soweto situation, so I'm safe in the car.
Okay. No Teddy.
So you can hear me.
Yes,
yeah.
We can hear you, Chair.
Perfect.
All right. May I just check if we have everybody in?
We have a quorum, Chair. You can go ahead.
We can go ahead. Okay. So thank you, honorable members, our guests, the leadership from the SABC, fellow South Africans who may be joining us from different platforms. This evening, as you are aware, we are handling a few items, one of which is the briefing by the SABC, as the committee would have asked the SABC to come before the committee to unpack the turnaround strategy, which we could not deal with in the previous meeting, given the time allocated. I must also say, honorable members, as per requests received and agreed by the committee, that tomorrow would have the continuation of the meeting, where we'll also be hearing other stakeholders that have asked to also speak on the matter. So that will be done tomorrow. For purposes of today, we will be getting, as it is usually the case, the department, in this case, probably the deputy minister, to lead us in the discussion, which will then introduce the part of the SABC, and we'll take matters from there. Without waste of time, as I said, you're all welcomed. Deputy Minister, I'm sure you'll also introduce the team. May I just check so that I do not fail to recognize the presence of the Minister, if there's any indication with regard to the Minister? Because I can't see from my side in terms of the...
I'm present, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Minister, you are also acknowledged. So I thought at the time, because I could only see the Deputy Minister, now that you are here, you will, of course, have an opportunity to speak first and indicate how you are going to approach the introduction of this presentation. We are giving to the department because the department also had tasks that were given by the committee in assisting the SABC, given the challenges that are in the SABC. So in the opening, I'm sure you'll also use the opportunity to also speak to those matters that we have mandated the department to look at as part of assisting in finding solutions to the SABC problem. Thank you, members. I would, as I say, without waste of time, give to the department to lead the presentation. Over to you, Minister. Probably just to emphasize the basics again, if we can just honorable members, make sure that if you are not speaking, just make sure that your video is turned off, your mic is muted, and only the one who is on the platform would be on, so that we also avoid defocusing the meeting and we can look at the matters at hand. With that, thank you. Over to you, Minister and Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chair, as you correctly did on your introduction, that the Deputy Minister will be leading on all SABC matters. I would like, with your permission, to hand over to her.
Thank you, Minister. Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Minister. Let me also greet the entire members of the portfolio, but also indicate that from the SABC side, the board chair will be leading the process and the group CEO is also there. I've also seen the deputy chair of the board as well. I'm not sure who else is with us, but from the department side, Ms. Bachi and the entity oversight will also be part of us. Just to take members of the portfolio committee back from the last meeting that we had, subsequent to our meeting, Chair, we had meeting with the unions and the MAU and the union we were able to meet with, and they are recognized unions in the SABC. Our meeting took place on the 17th, and after that we had the board meeting with the shareholder just to look at outstanding issues that we needed to respond to so that we are able to comprehensively report. A small feedback and observation with the union was that there has not been proper engagement. The union has not been involved and engaged on the of the new operating model, and the indication from the president of the MAU was that. Hello. You can hear?
Yeah, the minister, the deputy minister, I think she must be advised to get her internet strong because the line is really bad.
Is it?
Maybe she should switch off her camera. We appreciate it.
Or maybe let me... let
me switch off the camera. We will not advise you to switch off your camera because you are live. Want to hear the deputy minister committing, please.
Is it still bad or should I find another space?
Better.
Okay, Chair. So the meeting with the union, the three, four observations we have made, and we were able to share all the observations with the leadership of the SABC. Because our meeting took place in the morning and the meeting with the board took later the involvement of the unions are a worrying factor. That's one. Two is the issue of what transpired on the 16th, where they met with the CCMA, where the CCMA said because the unions were not involved, already engaged ordinary on this new structure that you want to now introduce or embark on. Can you put away that structure and then go back into your negotiations and engagement, whatever word engagement, and then be able to come back on the 29th? So that was the second feedback that we got from the unions. The third feedback was that there is a coincidence on appointments of other senior management in the CFO's office. The CFO with the CA, but the CFO coincidentally appointed another CA who worked with her at the road accident fund. And another observation was that the IT manager who has been appointed by the COO worked with the COO at the SABS. Something that we shared with the SABC, and they were saying, it's not a problem as long as people have capacity. Anybody can come from anywhere. But it was also talking to the wage bill that is currently a challenge. The first observation that we picked up from the unions was that, yes, the SABC is now operating in a very competitive situation, and the regulatory framework is not allowing it to live. It is important for us to bring reforms. We agree, DM, that the reforms must, but there should be extensive engagement so that there's ownership from the lowest person to the highest person of the outcome of the process, including...
Sorry, Deputy Minister. Sorry to do that.
Okay.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Fandam, what is in this?
The Deputy Minister is breaking up really, really badly, and we're struggling to follow. I don't know if a presentation has been sent. I haven't received one regarding her observations. If it hasn't been sent to members, can it please be sent to us so we can follow? Otherwise, I am really struggling to keep up with what she's saying. She's breaking up really badly. Thanks, Chair.
Deputy Minister?
I'm trying to relocate somewhere else. Yes, I'm relocating to somewhere else and check if... Am I better?
Yes,
am I better on this on this side?
I can hear you, but I just want to check if other members can hear you.
Okay, please hear me.
She will have to
speak
for longer.
Can you hear me, members? Okay, no, it's fine. It was just on those. Remember, that was part of the observation, the responsibilities I also needed to do. So, yeah, those were some of the things that we dealt with, Chair. On our engagement with the SABC, there were a number of things that we said, let's respond to them, to the portfolio committee, so that we are able to deal with them. The first issue, Chair, relates to how we are able to put the commercial reporting in an itemized way. If we are saying this is what SABC 3 is able to do, is it making profit or not? This is what Metro FM is able to do on the commercial. This is what Radio Good Hope and all those things. And I'm saying, because I was saying to you, we have to individualize all these items. And this is where we think we're not making money, and this is where we think we're making money. Including all the things and off the bailout and saying, up to now, this is where we are in terms of the Centec being the biggest cost driver in the and other things. How then do we deal with some of those things and then bring feedback on some of those things? Now, the biggest challenge, including on the partnerships, because one of the things was, if we're
bringing
the telecom
partner, are you order.
I'm struggling myself.
No, Chairperson, maybe the Honorable Fandang, perhaps she's correct, that if there is something written down, let us maybe get it, because I can't keep up at all.
Okay. All right, Chair, it's fine. I will then write to the committee by tonight, able to engage on it. Everything is written. We'll email it, and then by tomorrow, when members will then make members to reflect. Is it fine?
No, I think what I understand members to be saying is that if you have the document, it can be shared in the meantime, so that they are able to engage the document as you present, because we may not have another chance for you to present again. Do you have the document so that it can be shared with the support staff and it can be sent to us?
Because I have to send you an email. He's somewhere else. My phone is somewhere else. What do I do? Can I be guided? Can there be another item that you deal with and then I come back? I have them in writing. Chair?
Honorable members, I'm not sure this will assist you. I think the point to make really is that if the document is in writing, which we didn't receive, is that members are requesting that it gets shared as you present them, so that they are able to follow the discussion, which will then help them when they ask any question, instead of saying tomorrow.
Sorry, Chairperson. Can the minister, the deputy minister, try to switch off her camera? We are now aware that it is her that is speaking. That may help us.
Can you
try with the camera off, see if the audibility won't be sustainable? That's my suggestion.
Yeah.
I think, Chair, it will be advisable. I would support Comrade Ndlozi, because now the issue is the challenge of a network. We are fully much aware that it is the Deputy Minister who is speaking at the moment. As you were saying, can he switch on the camera? Because now it's a serious challenge on the issue of the network. Thank you, Chair.
Deputy Minister, can you...
Yeah, let me try. I know I
want to send the document for members later, but proceed to present.
I will. Yeah. I'm saying, Chair, I hope Tebacho is in the meeting so that he can send it, because my other things are on that side. I'm saying, Chair, the observations that we have made, can you hear me? Is it better?
Yes, we can.
Can all other members hear me?
Yes, we can
hear you.
Yeah. It's better.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, so on the issue of individualizing the commercial issues and being able to report back to the committee to say this is how the commercial part of the SABC is doing, and these are the areas where we are making money and not making money. We don't have that. The board was unable to do that, and I will come back to the overall response to some of those things. The second one was on the issue of not engaging and reaching out to everybody in the entity to say, this is how we want to move as we are confronted by some of the challenges, and this is the new operating model and other things. Unions feel it's a divide and rule approach. People are being approached this way. So as the shareholder, I feel that let us suspend the Section 189 and start a process of engagement so that we are on the same footing. That's the engagement I had with the board, which the board also said it is their responsibility to decide on. It was the resolution of the board, and if the shareholder guides on suspending the Section 189, then they have to go back and consult on the board. And the basis of that was that unions felt very aggrieved and left out, and that's why, and there was no popular participation of recognized unions in the entity. But the other response to that was that the board felt because unions combined don't constitute 50+1% of the entire staff of the SABC. Therefore, they in a very subtle way, it was to say, if they don't represent 50+1, the employer can still go on some of these things. So it was a message that we're getting from Mr. And I said, as long as they are a recognized union, they have to be consulted and taken on board so that there's ownership of the whole process going forward. The other issue that we engaged on was the human capital. I said to them, I can't engage on the human capital pillar because we have skipped the process of involvement. So we put all those things in abeyance and then be able to come back. Because if you look at the personnel expenditure, it's sitting or something that you want to cut. It's at 600 or 700 million. The Centec expenditure is somewhere around that. And there are other expenditures that are there. So we can sit and look at and see and make calculations amongst ourselves to say, looking at all these challenges, where do we need to navigate so that at the end, if we are able to save jobs, we are. If there's a process that says we must now engage and look at what then happens after we have looked at the entirety of things, then we can be able to. So that's another thing that I left them with. The other area was to say there's 400 million for CAPEX. And CAPEX also speaks on improving the technology network and other things in the broadcasting, in the public broadcaster. What are the projects that we can do that can assist us to mitigate on this thing and introduce technology that can make us to deploy people in other areas? I know for a fact that where we are sitting as the department, the DTT process also delays some of the programs that they are embarking on, because if you look at the budget, 500 million has been spent on content development. So one of the things was to say to them, if you have spent out of 800 million, 500 million on content, show me whether it's old content and new content. And what does that mean? Does it mean we can see a return on investment on this 500 million that we have now done? And the CFO was able to say, no, we can't see return on investment now. It will take us 12 months first to see whether the new content is able to make us make money. Then the last issue was on the telecom the Telkom deal, I had asked the chairperson of the board to say, let's not go unsolicited, let's go to the Competition Commission, because we have learned, in fact, we must use the View OTT partnership and look at it and scrutinize it, whether it's giving us intended value. Because if you look at View in Africa, if you take 5 million people in Africa who are watching top 14 properties, Uzalo, Skeem Saam, Generation, and whatever, and you have 5 million at $1, View is doing 2 billion rand per annum. And I'm taking a conservative number. So if View is doing that, how much are we getting from View as the SABC? And we must use these lessons so that we don't go again unsolicited on Telkom and Vodacom, and then we don't get return on investment. In fact, one of the things we can even look at is how the sports rights issues, the bidding on the sports rights issues are being done. And it's a thinking that I have to say, why can't we make everybody to bid on this thing and not make it exclusive to Telkom or Vodacom, and make everybody to participate so that there's value? Because Telkom says 39 million rand per annum for 1,000 hours, and then it's a 3-year whatever. And then from there, we come back, everybody must now participate. Are we guaranteed all these things? So that's the reason why I said, let's go to the Competition Commission. And the response of the chair was, yes, we went to the Competition Commission and we've got a response. When I asked for the response, he then answered, there's no legal requirement to obtain the Competition Commission approval. So the issues of Honorable Madisha last week to say, the other time to say, sometimes the SABC are I don't want to say they lie, but because it's too harsh, they are very conservative with the truth. So it's something that we should look at. And because if you look at what the chair says, there is no legal requirement, but if you look at what Ian, the COO, says, we will only approach the Competition Commission once we have received approval from the minister. So the minister can sign a blank check for them to go and do all those other things. What are the lessons learned from View? And I can attest that View, just on conservative numbers of 5 million rand people and at $1, 2 billion rand per annum, how much are we doing? So Vito is on Netflix. What are we getting? YouTube, everybody's watching all those things. What are we getting? And I think we're agreeing with the unions when they're saying, let's also look at digital tax so that the money, and I know as the department we are working on digital funding, so we can expand it based on what the proposals are saying from the unions and everybody, including parliament, if it guides along that. And then say, expand the digital fund to also accommodate the SABC, because the issue of the TV license and the culture of paying in South Africa, it's one of the challenges we are confronted with. So in as much as we want to change, and this is what we must do as the shareholder, change the regulatory framework on TV licensing regulation, we must in the meantime work on digital tax and see how it is ring-fenced for the SABC to be able to do that. So on the mask carry and the sports rights chair, I think until we are guided on the finalization of the ICASA process, and I think the minister in parliament will be dealing with that. So until we are guided on those, but I know there's a memo that already came on the sports rights issues from ICASA to start to do public engagement on that. So there's some challenges that we will be looking at going forward, but we'll be guided when the ICASA process is concluded. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair?
I hope you can still hear me.
I'm trying to do what I'm advised to do with the light.
Yes, we can Honourable hear you,
sir. If you can hear me, may I then... yes, I understand.
But you are upside down.
I've been asked to do the same, and I've been trying to keep it this way, and I'm told I can't be seen. I've got a message that says so. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can see you.
We can hear you.
Okay. Honorable members, I'm sure you also have the presentation from the SABC, much as the Deputy Minister would have already given a sense of the engagements that they've had as per the mandate of the committee, that the department must also play its role to assist in finding solutions to what the SABC is facing. May I, at this point, check with the members of any matter to raise at this point, as would be giving over to the SABC. Honorable Mulala.
Yeah, thanks, Chair.
I'm trying to check if there are any other members.
Me,
Is it Sandam?
Yeah, but Chair.
Honorable Sandam.
Honorable Kubeka.
Honorable Kubeka.
Ndlozi.
Honorable Dr. Ndlozi, may I also just check whoever wants to speak at this point? Honorable Mulala, I'll pick up the other members as you speak. Honorable Mulala.
Yeah, thanks, Chairperson. All the protocol observed, Minister, Deputy Minister, and SABC board and CEO, everybody else, all protocol observed. I think, Honorable Chair, we welcome the presentation by the Deputy Minister, though it's quite disappointing, I must say. What she's saying is that, she said it in a diplomatic way, but what she's saying is that there's no cooperation between SABC and the shareholder. In simple terms, that's what the Deputy Minister is saying. Everything else that they raised was either evaded or rejected. So I'm just trying to summarize what she's saying. But Chair, my concern is that there's still a lot of outstanding matters that were not responded to by the SABC to the committee. I can cite a few of them. Every time we ask about these issues, we don't get a clear answer. And the information I have is that we have written to SABC. We have given them some outstanding issues that they needed to respond. And thus far, SABC has not responded. In other words, SABC is also not cooperating with us as Parliament. Now, looking at the fact that tomorrow we're still meeting the other stakeholders to gather more information, because it seems SABC is not willing to give us information. Deputy Minister is saying they are not giving us the whole truth in a very diplomatic way. But I can just cite a few issues. In the last meeting, there was an issue of the sabotage claims, the presidential sabotage claims, and I did not hear, I did not get the clear response that a president has been sabotaged by SABC. All that we heard was that people were suspended, but it was not very clear whether that matter is thoroughly investigated, is ongoing. Where I'm sitting, I'm actually not very much confused. I don't know where this issue is. And I'm sure it's about 2 months now. Parliament does not have any clear response on this issue. The second issue that we persistently raised was that every time we speak about the bailout, we give the bailout to SABC. We don't give the bailout only to the so-called public mandate. We give the bailout to the SABC. But every time we request to know how the commercial arm of the SABC is doing, we are told it's confidential, we can't be told, and so on. Now, but every time there's a shortage of money, there's a request for, sorry, a request for bailout, we are brought in. This matter also has not been responded to adequately. The other issue that Deputy Minister raised, which worries me a lot, is that in a way Deputy Minister has confirmed Madisa's assertion that the SABC comes to us every time to come and lie. And if they are not telling us the truth, they must know that lying to Parliament is a serious matter. It's not just a slight matter. If they come to Parliament and tell us things that are not correct, they must know they are breaching a serious protocol. Nobody is allowed to lie to Parliament, including ministers and everybody else. So if SABC has got the guts to lie to Parliament, that's a very serious matter that may even require investigation. If they are lying to us, they are lying to the South African public. Now, the other thing that we raised was that we requested SABC to give us a breakdown of all the legal costs since the bailout, because we wanted to know why they said to us in the last two meetings, I think, if I'm not correct, that by end of this financial year, they would have spent the 1.5 billion would have gone. But when we ask how much now are they making, are they mitigating that 1.5 billion, there's no clarity, which means by end of financial year, SABC will be looking for more money. And if you recall, when we gave them money initially, as Parliament insisted that Treasury must give them money, we asked them that we hope they are not going to come back again for the same bailout. But clearly we are heading for another bailout. Now, in the presentation of the Deputy Minister, though she did not want to say SABC was lying, SABC came to us and told us that they are almost concluding the skills audit and the skills plan. And these two issues were raised earlier on when the bailout was issued. Now, I'm sure it's about, because this issue of retrenchment does not start today. It started earlier on, even before we came to Parliament. It was already there. But up to now, there's no skills audit, no skills plan that is presented to us. I've seen their presentation today. It does not say, does not give us the very same skills audit that we want. So I don't really know why are we still meeting the SABC now to give us the same old reports that they've given us. Because from where I'm sitting, and I'm going to make a proposal to the portfolio committee, I don't think the SABC should be presenting now. Rather, we should table all the questions that are outstanding to SABC. And when they come, they must bring us the entire responses to all the questions that Parliament needs answers for. We can't be continuing every time speaking the same things with SABC and SABC just evading us and not giving us clear responses. Maybe the other last issue, Chair, is that in the bailout, we spoke also about there was an issue about non-core assets, how that report has not been to Parliament. So actually, we're dealing with a ghost here. But maybe the most important part is that tomorrow we have scheduled a meeting with other stakeholders just to gather more information for ourselves, because seemingly SABC is not willing to give us what we request from them. So from where I'm sitting, Chair, it will be unfair of Parliament for SABC to continue to present. I think they must go back home and answer all the questions that Parliament has requested them to answer, so that when they come back, we would have done all the consultation with whoever that we think we must get information from. Because when we ask SABC to give us information, they're not giving us. They are just giving us the evading answers, legal cost is 30 million. So we said we want the breakdown. Give us the breakdown. How much have you spent? We understand now where we're sitting that there's many, many people who have won the CCMA cases at SABC. Some of them are earning above 2 billion, 2 million, 2.5 billion, million, and so on and so on. And all those people, we are told there's no money, but money is being spent on legal costs, and we're saying, let's give us the report so that we are convinced, we know that this information that we get is not true. But still, that information is not forthcoming. Now, where I'm sitting, Chair, I think SABC, it's gradually breaking our relationship with them. So I think they should not proceed today to break a presentation, because they are just going to do the same things that they've done in the past. So rather, let's do all the consultations as Parliament. And then once we have completed, SABC must then be called, and it must come with all the answers that we require from SABC. Otherwise, then we are just doing injustice to the South African public. We are sitting here with SABC every day, just giving us the same answers, the merry-go-round. So I don't think the South African public deserves to be listening to the same old issues that we are raising and we are not getting answers. So, Chair, that's my proposal, concrete proposal. I think SABC should not present today. What we should be doing is we ask them politely to go back and take all the correspondence.
You're repeating that now for the fourth time.
Fandam, what's your problem? Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think Fandam is impatient with what I'm raising, but I think that's what I'm raising. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mulala. Honorable Fandam.
Chair, I cannot hide my irritation. Number one, the Deputy Minister comes. I don't know when she met with the SABC, even if it was an hour before this meeting. She should have sent us a presentation. She gave us a lot of things, numbers and very important facts that we should have had before us to engage with before we came here. So it's unacceptable that she didn't do that. Second point, process matters. The law matters. The way we engage matters. The minister or the deputy minister cannot tell the SABC to shelve the retrenchment process. She does not have that power. In terms of the law, the SABC reports to Parliament and the board is responsible for the management of the SABC and the executive management on a day-to-day basis. So that she went to the SABC with an instruction is problematic. It is problematic in terms of the principle of the matter. She is not allowed to do that. Third point, the ANC made it very, very clear, they don't want retrenchments because it's going to embarrass the ANC ahead of the election next year, and they don't want that. So obviously that discussion was approached in that tone. Yokuthi, we have an instruction from Luthuli House to halt this process, therefore thus we must do that. Fourth point, Honorable Malala's soliloquy just now is very, very instructive. It speaks to my suspicion because the SABC hasn't even been given the opportunity to present, to say, here are the questions that you had. We set aside 2 days for this specific reason. You would say we wanted to engage in detail. For Honorable Molala to already say they are lying, they will not give us the answers, is a problem. I, as a member of this committee, I want to approach this matter with a very objective stance. We all know the SABC wage bill is bloated. This is as a result of history of Claudia Matoneng and his acolytes protected by the ANC. Let's not forget. He hired lots and lots of people, so they have to cut their wage bill. National Treasury said they must cut their wage bill. So I would like to be presented with the information from the SABC. I would like to engage with that information. I would like to ask questions. I would like for them to answer those questions. If they do not give me the right answers, I would like to ask them again. And then, as I requested for the SABC staff to also come, so that we have both sides of the story and we can make fair judgments on the process. Right now, all I am getting is political instruction to halt retrenchment. The minister has come and rubbished the SABC without providing any of the stuff written to us for us to engage with. Honorable Molala comes in and he says the SABC trashes the SABC. He hasn't even given them the opportunity to present. So I am very dissatisfied with the way that this thing is being handled. I would like the SABC to present. I would like the minister to send everything that she just told to us in writing. She spoke of IT managers that were hired improperly, figures, Telkom deal, all sorts of things. Put it in writing so we can engage with it. You can't read to us from your notes. We need that information before us. So I think, to be fair to the SABC, because if they do not break even, it will be us again who says you do not break even. They deserve a fair chance to speak to us. In the same way that the SABC staff deserve a fair chance to speak to us, they should both be given the opportunity. And political agendas of 2021 election, please put them aside. Can we deal with a public broadcaster which will quite likely be broke at the end of the year? People's jobs are at risk. This is not the time to play politics. It's people's lives. It is money. So can we please do our job as we elected to do, and that is conduct oversight. So I would today like to conduct oversight over the SABC. Let them present. Let me ask my questions. And if we're not happy, let's have another day for the meetings. But this is what's happening now, yes, completely unacceptable. I can't accept it. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Kubeza.
Thanks, Chair. Greetings to the Minister, Deputy Minister, the members of the portfolio, and also the members on the side of the SABC Board. Chairperson, let me start by saying I think you have raised it very clear to say it's us who said the Deputy Minister must go and engage, as we were raising those things that we were raising. It is not by mistake on the side of the Deputy Minister, as she is trying to report or to respond to whatever meeting that she tried to attend in order that she must engage with the SABC. And also, let me say, on the side of Comrade Honorable Molala, I think he presented these issues very clear to say this is not for the first time. We had a portfolio committee last month on the 24. We have raised these things to ask the SABC that they must go and deal with those matters. But as you can hear, as they are saying, startling, in the on the side of the CCMA as the deputy minister is trying to respond to say, what did the CCMA has said to us? We were asking that, is it everybody be engaged on this matter of Section 189? So if there are reasons that they are putting on the table to say, it seems as if there is something wrong that happened here, because all of us, we want to deal with these issues in order that we must achieve all of us one goal. No one is expecting to say we are attacking whoever, or it seems as if we are fighting with whoever. Yeah, we said let the deputy minister go and engage in order that she must come and give us the feedback. If we want the feedback in writing, let it just Honorable Fandam ask to say we want these things, but it's us who said she must go and engage. It's not to say she decided to go. And also, let's be aware to say deputy minister or the minister, they are the shareholder. They are not just ordinary to say these are the people who are there. They need to know whatever that also on the side of the SABC they are doing, because all of us, we need to work together. But now, before we can engage, I'm still saying also, we need to get clear answers when we are asking things to the side of the SABC. No one is instructing the other people here. We said we need to engage. So we had indeed asked on the issue of the turnaround strategy. But now I'm trying to get an understanding when they are saying, even in the CCMA, the issue of a turnaround strategy, they have raised to say, it seems as if there are some challenges there. The issue of consulting, it never been done in a manner that it was supposed to be done. So no one is criticizing just to say we want just to get or to score some points here. Indeed, we are talking about the lives of the people here. Indeed, we are talking about the people who we said they must go and uplift the side of the SABC. So I don't think that there is somebody who expecting or who want to hit or to fight with one another. We are expecting the issue to say, let's correct things. If SABC have done whatever that is supposed to be done, we don't have any problem to hear or to listen. But we are saying it's a very same presentation that they have been presented each last month. It's a presentation that they have sent to us. So we think that things that they were supposed to go and deal with it, they never done anything about those things. That is why I'm sure Comrade Mulala is raising to say, can they go back to go and correct or to deal with those issues that we were expecting them to come and present to us? Because we've asked them indeed on the issue of the skills audit. We said, let them go. And because now we've yet even asked in the media on the issue of saying the SABC have already concluded about the skills audit. What are they concluded in that skills audit? We don't know it. So we want just answers in order that we must understand to say all things that happened here, they have happened in a manner that it was supposed to be done. So I think there is nothing wrong that Comrade Mulala, Honorable Mulala is raising to say we fully understand to say, because even on the issue of the DM, when he's raising to say, when they are asking things in order that they want to see on the side of the commercial arm, on the side of the report of the competition, it seems as if they don't get joy. We need to know what is happening. 3.2 billion have been issuing to SABC in order that they must deal with that amount. We need to also to get a feedback to say, how far did they went with that money? What did they do? Because indeed, as we are raising these things to say, somehow it's intensive, they are hiring, but on the other side, they want to retrench. What is what they? We need to understand, because you can't go and recruit as a CFO also somebody, whilst we know that you are having skills and capability to deliver the work that you are supposed to deliver. So with those things, we are still saying, let them go back. Let them go and correct whatever that we have asked. We have also the issue of the editorial policy also. Let me come there. We've heard also in the media, we were just being invited to say, come and launch with us. And don't forget, we are the sixth parliament. Maybe they were dealing with that issue of the policy during the fifth parliament. So we wanted to understand all any other things that we can want to raise there. Unfortunately, we were just the SABC decided to say, let us invite them just like any other business. The KTC, where is the KTC there? So myself, I'm supporting Comrade Honorable Mlala to say, let the SABC assist us, do justice with this issue of Section 189. If they have done the correct things or the correct procedures, I don't think we were supposed to be here and be frustrated and engaging with these issues. Thank you, Chair. I'll come on the second round.
Honorable Dr.
Andrews?
No, that's fine. Yeah, it looks like somebody wanted your attention, Chairperson. Must I proceed or
Mhlambe
wa partake? Okay. Well, I think that we have a presentation that is different to the last presentation we received. And at least to the extent to which there are presentations or aspects of some kind of a feedback on the editorial, the new editorial structure, I think we must afford the SABC an opportunity, Honorable Chairperson, to present. There's no problem in that regard. We must flag what the deputy minister has said, give them an opportunity to not only say what they had planned to say, but also to deal with the concerns that the deputy minister has raised. And then we can then intelligently intervene, having also listened to them. That's number one. Having said that, I do think, last time I asked the minister, I'd like if they can indicate on their part, how much does the government owe the SABC in terms of all the department's coverage in relation to COVID-19? And has that money been given to the SABC? What have they done about that question? Because it came last time we were here. They were supposed to follow up on government expenditure, both in relation to COVID-19 advertisement and public relations and all of that, but also in general. I think those are the questions they should be assisting us with, because they become important with the turnaround financially and the financial health of the SABC. So I'd like the minister to please speak to that, if they are able to furnish us with that information. And then secondly, can they confirm, the deputy minister, can you confirm that the ANC and the SABC met, that the SABC should withhold its retrenchment processes to save the image of the ANC, whether in light of 2016 or 2019 elections? So that we get your responses under oath in that regard. The directive of a wage bill and all of that, sadly, comrades, it is a directive of the ANC government to the SABC as a condition to the bailout that they received. It is almost forced. And if it cannot do that, it must provide some sound financial reasons for its own sustainability. So we are almost in this problem because largely the bail conditions force whoever, even if we were to remove the current leadership of the SABC, put different people, they will be faced with the bailout conditions. Having said that, there is the commitment that the SABC has to complete first a skills audit. There's a commitment from their part. They said that to us, that they will do a skills audit to be able to intelligently arrive at all the wrong, improper employment contracts within the SABC. I understand from the presentation they are going to speak to this, but I thought it's important to bear that in mind, that what we are demanding is a fair process, number one, that is firstly, the premise of it must be the completion of a skills audit, as they themselves have indicated. And that's because to arrive at the idea that there is an over-exaggerated wage bill linked to the corruption, nepotism activities of their predecessors is also an observation of parliamentary ad hoc committees. And if then that be the case, you cannot just go into the SABC and start cutting jobs, and then you start punishing people that are critical of you in the process of like punishing them. The understanding of that process is that your skills audit is going to help you arrive at the people that got jobs as a result of nepotism and corruption and all of that, that they did not deserve those jobs, that they are duplicating other people and so on and so forth. And if that's the case, I mean, anybody, including the unions and so on, could not support nepotism. We couldn't sit here and say that, no, keep nepotistically arrived at labor contract. We couldn't say that. But if you do not proceed, or if you do not premise that process as agreed with the skills audit, you are binding our feet and our hands to sort of legitimize and understand, but particularly when you are using the ad hoc reports and the treasury conditions as a justification, then you can't get anybody's support, and certainly you're not engaging in good faith, because when you make commitments to the committee, you've got to stick by those commitments, as it were. And finally, Chairperson, I appreciate the commercial conversation of the public broadcaster and the extent to which constantly in the market, because they perform openly in front of everyone's eyes, they are harmed, as it were, because of that. I appreciate that. It's a big problem that we must collectively, you know, think about. Is there validity to the fact that when they are commercially exposed in terms of what they plan, and then their competitors are able to sabotage them and so on and so forth? If then that be the case, it will not be wrong to make an application to the speaker to hear about that whole detail in camera, if there's validity at all to that effect. But we've got to collectively reach because that conclusion, because there is a historic fact to that. When they openly speak about their commercial plans, it's a pure commercial. Nobody commercially tells, nobody exposes their commercial plans to everybody, particularly in the context of only those people who are, you know, monopolies are able to survive with an open book, as it were. Particularly, you know, if it is a plan that this is what we are planning, and in order to properly execute it, we'll have to execute it without our competitors knowing. If there's validity to that, there's no problem with us hearing them in camera. I think there are processes in the rules to that effect. But we cannot be denied the opportunity at the same time to exercise oversight, even in the darkest parts of the institution of the SABC. In conclusion, I really do agree that there are problems, as the minister, deputy minister has said. We are hearing all sorts of things in the media. We have received a lot of anonymous correspondences, but let these people of the SABC present, and then we can poke whatever we want to poke following what we have already heard from the deputy minister. I think that might be a productive way, Honorable Chairperson. I want to hear them, and I want to speak back, as it were. We mustn't retreat. We must listen to them, then listen to other stakeholders, the workers, the editorial forum. We must listen to them. Then they must come back and respond to everybody and everything as we have planned it out for these 2 days. I think it's a brilliant plan. Let's stick to it with the greatest respect, Honorable Mulan. Thank you very much.
Am I still audible? Or I can't even hear yourself.
Yes.
Honorable members, am I still audible?
Yes.
Yes, Chair.
I thought before we even agree on how we proceed, I note you, Honorable Fagu, but I was just saying that before we even proceed, if I were to just check if there are other members who would want to speak, but whilst they would speak, if the deputy minister would want to clear specific questions that would have been asked, if she wishes to do so, we'll give an indication. And then we get to the point of the SABC presentation on how we need to approach that presentation. So I heard you. Is it Honorable Fagu?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
Honorable also has his hands up.
Honorable Mackenzie. I'm trying to see him. I don't see his hand yet. Honorable Mackenzie, you are noted. I've noted you. Honorable Fagu, whilst the DM would prepare to answer those that she would want to clear before we get to the SAPC.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the opening remarks of the Deputy Minister. Chairperson, I think I fully agree with Honorable Mulala and Kubeka to say that the SAPC must go back. And there's this person in this video. But Chair, I think I fully agree with Comrade.
Chair, can you please just call order, Honorable Van Dam? Can she switch off his camera, please?
Honorable Van Dam, assist us so that you can hear.
Do no such thing. On other members have had their cameras on. Just because Honorable Fagu doesn't want to see my face and must turn her camera off, not a chance.
Check and no. I proceed. She can stay there.
You can proceed, but Honorable Kubeka was just reminding us so that we don't have those gestures that may be distracting.
But you presented very clearly, Chair, to say if it's not you who are speaking, you must just switch off your camera. She will switch it on while she is on the podium.
With Honorable Malala has camera on the whole time. You have no problem with him. What is it with me? I'm keeping my camera on.
Honorable Van Dam, may I request you for progress in this meeting, that if that matter was not raised with Honorable Malala, we are also correcting him also for the future. That please do as we agreed in the beginning of the meeting, so that the one who appears, the one who speaks, it also helps us to focus. Thank you. Proceed, Honorable Fagu.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for your protection. Chair, I think I fully agree with Honorable Mulalo and Honorable Kubeka. The SABC needs to go back.
we can't allow the SABC to proceed to present, especially with all the issues that are hanging, Chairperson. There are many issues that we have raised. The presentation that is here, it's the same presentation that we're getting every time that is here. And now there will be contradictions between the ministry, the department, and SABC after the opening remarks of the deputy minister. Why are we creating a precedent where the stakeholder and the SABC don't agree on issues? Why do we as a committee allow them to present? They must go back, both the ministry. They must play their role as the stakeholders in whatever discussions that are happening, because this affects workers of South Africa, people that are living in our country. We're talking here about retrenchment. We're talking about issues that have appeared with the CCMA. So I think, Chairperson, we'll be creating a wrong precedent where the department and SABC don't agree on issues. Let us not create a precedent as this committee. Let them go back and create and sit together and develop a report. Because I would want to ask, was the ministry Lantika consulted in developing the recent launch of the editorial policy? Were they involved? You would not know. What is the ministry saying? Because we asked them questions regarding the retrenchment. They could not respond to those things. So, Mr. Chairperson, what will we be listening to the SABC when the stakeholders are saying this and these ones? The unions are complaining. So I'm just asking, what are we discussing? What presentation must we listen to the SABC chair? I think we're wasting our time. Let us not proceed with this meeting. SABC must come back prepared and respond to those questions that we have asked in the past. We have given them an outline of questions, and none of those questions, we asked them to give us a detailed skills audit. If the SABC don't want to give us documents, we need to prepare, and we read our documents. It's true that what Honorable Kubeka is saying, that we are not the fifth administration, we are the sixth administration, and we read our documents thoroughly. So people must not play us. Our role is to do oversight. SABC must go back, Chair. Thanks.
The Honorable Mukens. Honorable McKenzie.
Your microphone's off, Cameron. Unmute, Cameron.
I've asked for Honorable McKenzie to speak as recognized. Just that I can't see him. Honorable McKenzie, can you hear us? And that you have an opportunity to speak. Honorable McKenzie?
You need to unmute.
Can the IT people look at assisting Honorable McKenzie, because I really can't hear a thing from him. Neither do I see him. So whilst we try to get Honorable McKenzie, may I just, to save time, check if the Deputy Minister would want to clarify specific questions that
Thank
would have been asked.
Okay. Thank you, Chair, and I hope the network is working. Chair, just a direct one from Dr. Ndlozi as to whether Pinky Kikana attended the ANC Luthuli House meeting. I was invited, Chair, to that meeting. I can confirm that I was part of that meeting, and we were invited by the SABC as part of the stakeholders. And I think the ANC is on record about that, and I think it's public knowledge that the ANC has also responded to that. So I'm on record. I was part of that meeting as part of the stakeholders. The other issue, Chair, I have a responsibility on behalf of the department as the shareholder representing the department and the ministry on issues that we think have not been attended to accordingly, to advise. And if I say to the board of the SABC, suspend the Section 189 process so that you create an enabling environment to engage. It's an intervention that a shareholder can do to make sure that between the employer and the employees, an enabling environment is created for engagement. I am on record speaking under oath that I met with the presidents of both CWU and BEMAU, and they are saying they were never involved. And amongst all of us, we are saying we are alive to the challenges that the SABC is confronted with. It's historical, and no one says some of these things should not be attended to. The important thing is the rules of engagement, and where we think other steps were missed, we'll have to make sure, because it will be, I don't want to be a delinquent minister, and there are findings about delinquency and other things, and I can advise Minister Ndabeni Abrahams on wrong things when I see that certain steps were missed, and that's why I had to intervene. And by the way, it was on that meeting of the 17th where the SABC said they have also concluded phase two of the skills audit. So the whole process, according to them, is completed. And the president of BEMAU made allegations and played a clip that one employee said when she was talking to the consultant. And they must play that clip to you tomorrow. You must demand that clip if really it's legitimate and hear what the consultant on the skills audit was saying and so on. So as we see, the skills audit is complete and therefore they want to move ahead. And I'm saying you can't leave critical stakeholders behind. Not so long you were at phase one. All of a sudden, phase two is completed. Are we doing things the right way or is it the rush? That's the thing. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. On the last issue of financial issues and the possibility of how much departments are owing, for as long as the SABC is unable to disclose to us what informs the 140 million, how do we navigate it, what informs the 1.5 billion, I'm amputated. I want to assist, and I'm the person in the forefront conversing for that, but I don't have the details. What do I do? My arms are cut. I can't go through the documents and verify so that we're able to say to Minister Ndabeni Abrahams, approach Minister of Finance and deal with all these things. So until I have and I'm empowered with those things, I will then be able to do all these things. Nobody, there's no shareholder, Chair, who can want his or her entity to fall flat. It is our responsibility to make sure that this entity survives. And the financial issues and disclosures, it's a requirement. Let them tell us so that we know how we are sitting there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Deputy Minister, may I just check if Honorable McKenzie is back, so that I don't get to leave him behind. Honorable McKenzie, I think in the absence of Honorable Mackenzie, I would want us to try and find common ground, Honorable Members, in terms of how we need to proceed going forward. I think the first point to raise really is that we must remember, Honorable Members, so that we do not make the mistake of being taken by other discussions somewhere, be it in the media or not. This committee would have scheduled the SABC to come and present a turnaround strategy and the progress made in terms of the turnaround strategy. That was our previous meeting. We then agreed in that meeting that given the time we have, we are unable to get the feedback we need and they must respond to the matters that we have raised as the committee. Over and above that, there was a request made by members that given representations that they get from internal stakeholders in the SAPC, it will be good to also hear them so that at the time we formulate our approach, would have also heard them. And I want you, Honorable Mlala, maybe to come back and clarify what you meant by presentation. Because my understanding would be, and this is what I would need to be corrected, is that members would have received the presentation, they have gone
through the presentation.
I'm looking at the time that we have now. So they've gone through the presentation. It means they do know what the SABC is presenting before us. And I take it that there's nothing wrong in members raising the questions with SABC on matters that they feel are not addressed in the presentation as they've gone through it, in such a way that we can still have a discussion, a proper discussion with SABC, having answers on those. Secondly, is that this is not about the board and management of the SABC. This is about SABC as a national broadcaster, which we must guard jealously against collapse. So I take it that we are not really engaged in a public discussion of saying this or that. But we are trying to find solutions. And amongst those that must help us to find solutions is the role that the department must play as we discussed it previously. And I just want to remind members, the SABC raises an issue about DTT and they make it clear that it is not in their control. We gave that to the department. They raised an issue in relation to Centec. And the department was to facilitate such a discussion with SABC, understanding what SABC is faced with. So all those are just examples of the tasks that we said must be done. The other thing was that we were clear on what the bailout was for, and that is why we said the discussion with National Treasury, the department and the SABC should look at how those relief, the COVID relief funds, also benefit the SABC as the national broadcaster, given that a number of sectors would have been assisted. And from what the deputy minister was presenting, those could not be dealt with because they also need some information from the SABC. And the SABC in some instances would have felt that they're probably not obliged to give such information to the shareholder. But as Parliament, my take would be, we will need that in order to make proper decisions on our oversight, whether really things are working out there or not working out. Honorable Ndlozi, you raised an important point there, that it was actually the department working with National Treasury and SABC that GTEC was then drawn in to try and deal with the turnaround. And of course, GTEC imposed the conditions. And these conditions were presented before us. And amongst those was about looking at the HR, which is where this thing about job cuts would come in. But even that condition from GTEC, it has got steps that you need to follow. And this is what the committee is interested in, is that other stakeholders, whether they say this in the media or elsewhere, is that those steps have not been followed and therefore there's not been consultation so that they participate in the process. Okay? So it's not like the committee is more informed by an election that comes or doesn't come. But the reality is that as it was doing its oversight work, we spent time on this. In fact, the words we used was that we don't want to be populists who say no retrenchment or retrenchment. We must be relying on what is put before us. And unfortunately, what was put before us was indicating that skills audit not completed. There's still to be engagement. Even this CCMA process was not the end where you are implementing the retrenchment, but it was more to start a consultation process, which at that time, as the committee was said, it was then premature to issue out letters of possible retrenchment if you are engaging the process from the beginning to the end. It's unless this letter or resolution by CCMA does not exist. But if it exists, that actually CCMA has sent the SABC and the organized labor back to an engagement table, then our position would have been correct in any way, that it was premature. Engage, and the process must not just be fair, but it must be seen to be fair in terms of engagement. So I thought it's important to remind ourselves of this so that we are not taken away by sideshows, whether it's in the media or whatever. We should stick to our mandate, and our mandate is that we also have to monitor those conditions, and those conditions must help SAPC to stand, and we must make sure that they follow those conditions. And unfortunately, this HR part is not something we are creating. It's part of the conditions that have been put there. And the SABC has to follow those actions that they committed themselves to, that they presented before the committee that they would follow, so that they come back to us and report that we have done everything else. Yes, indeed, we have these duplications and all that, and this is how we are dealing with them. But sending letters to everyone, the committee view, I want to remind you, was that it just sends panic and instability in the SABC as a whole, because at this point in time, the SABC is unable to even identify who are these workers that you are retrenching when you are still consulting unions and so on. So I just thought it's important to raise this point. But I would want Honorable Mlala to still come back to this point on receiving or not receiving a presentation, because we have gone through the presentation. And if there are questions that we feel are not answered, indeed we have to place these questions so that it's understood by South Africans that the issue is not about the board and the management of the SABC, but it's how we get to turn around the SABC and reposition it as a national broadcaster. Yeah. That's what should occupy our minds in the main as the committee, so that we do our work. So, Honorable Mlala, I'm not sure if you want to clarify this point, because I would really want, if members had those gaps, we record those gaps based on a presentation we have received, so that even if at the end we say SABC goes back, they must know that they've not responded to these questions and they must come back and answer these questions. But we'll have the benefit now of having consulted with the other structures tomorrow. So I don't want Honorable Mlala to be misinterpreted in what he raised from what I'm saying. Maybe if I'm misinterpreting you, Honorable Mlala, you can then indicate so that we can now move forward. Thank you.
Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Honorable McKenzie back.
You can hear him.
No, I can hear you. But Honorable Mlala will come after Honorable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. I appreciate that very much. Chairperson, just to clear up a couple of points for me. This we've been here for an hour and a half, and the conversation seems quite bizarre, to be honest with you. The engagements between the shareholder, which is represented by the DM, the minister, or the deputy minister, and the board, that's where those engagements, the shareholder engagements, take place, at that level. They don't take place at the committee level. We don't get involved in the operational planning or execution at the SABC or any state-owned entities for that matter as Parliament. That's up to the executive and the management of those organizations to do. What they do is they present us their annual performance plan or their strategic turnaround plans, and we engage them on those and how they are implementing those. But we certainly don't go and tell them how to do it. From what I understood, I am open to correction. When the SABC appeared before us originally, the issue appeared in the media that there were retrenchment notices issued, and we asked the SABC, how can you start retrenching people until you've done a skills audit because you don't know who you're going to retrench, which seemed very logical, very rational. We weren't telling them how to do their job. We just said, that's what the position is. And they said, yes, they agreed, and off they went. And I understood that they had a very clear understanding that the skills audit would be completed before a retrenchment process would be embarked upon. And that's what I was left with. That was the impression. And it was as clear and as simple as that. And I think Honorable Ndlozi reflects the position very well regarding the skills audit, and I think his input was very valuable in that area. We've heard lots of honourable members talking about things and issues and lies that have been told, but nobody said this is a lie or that is a lie or this is the person that's told the lie or that is the issue. So there've been a lot of words thrown around, but very little substance and very little facts. So what I would like to see, and I support both Honourable Ndlozi and Honourable Van Damme on this, is let, and you, Chairperson, thank you for your summary. I thought it was also very omniscient. You summarised it perfectly. Let's have them present and let's engage with what they present with us, and then let them go away if we have any questions, and they can come back with answers for us. But I would certainly support hearing what they have to say this evening. Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for your indulgence, Honourable Mlala.
Honourable Mlala?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think, Chair, you did quite a good summary. I just wanted to clear two issues first. The first issue that I want to clear is that the deputy minister did not just go there as a shareholder. Remember, our committee decided, we mandated them as the department to go and get clarity on some of the questions. Some of the questions we even referred to the department. Maybe we must get all the records of our meetings. The second issue is that when we say people are lying, we sit in a meeting with SABC. The next 2 days, SABC is on media, they finalize the skills audit. In our meeting, they say, no, we are 70-80% average. Now, who's telling the truth? Now, it looks like Parliament is a place where people can just go and say anything they want, and then they go. So we can't allow that as members of Parliament. We are elected by people to represent them. Now, And secondly, I don't want us to be deviated by such issues, political issues. We are sitting here as committee members, and we must speak as such. If we want to discuss politics, we'll get into another platform. But here I'm saying we raised specific issues. Now, if honorable members were listening, we raised specific issues. Honorable Ndlozi is right in saying this. One portion of the editorial policy that is there, yes, I agree with you on Mudlos. But we raised specific issues. Maybe I must repeat so that when we engage, don't engage me on party levels. Engage me on the issues I'm raising. I'm saying we have requested a number of issues on the SABC. These issues were not raised in the last meeting. Were raised in many other more meetings that passed. None of those issues were responded. Instead, the presentation is coming. Yes, it's still the same old presentation that was presented in the last, except for that component that Ndlozi has raised. Now, I'm saying from where I'm sitting, and I'm raising my views. I'm not raising any party political view. I'm raising my views as a member of the committee. I'm saying these issues are still outstanding. Now, we're sitting in meetings after meetings with SABC discussing the same old issues. Honorable Ndlozi, for instance, I'm just giving an example. Honorable Ndlozi made a progressive proposal on the issue of the commercial arm. Now, where I'm sitting, there's many companies that declares what profit they have made. They are on the newspapers, MoneyWeb, anywhere you can go through. All they will see how much losses they've done in which areas. Why in this instance we can't even be told or a declaration be made on what profit has SABC made? We don't need the details of actually what, where have you invested so much and what. We need to know whether this commercial arm, is it making any progress? Because where we're sitting, our concern is, if it's not disclosed, can we then make our own conclusions? Because if it's not disclosed, then we can make our own conclusions and say, okay, then it means the bailout is funding this commercial arm. And so we can't allow that because we have tabled conditions, treasury tabled conditions that must be fulfilled. Now, if it's not disclosed, then we make assumptions because we can't get information. Okay, if they say to us, yes, so much, we have made so much money on the commercial arm, but however, how we made it, it's not something that we can disclose. We will understand that. The issue of the skills audit, CCMA has returned SABC. What does that mean? It means SABC came to us and said, no, we're finished. They raised it in the media and the public. So it's like we are competing with SABC on the public opinion, which is incorrect. And SABC must acknowledge that it's incorrect. They can't come to Parliament and say this and go to the media and say something else. And then we're expected to sit and listen to the SABC. Tomorrow they issue a statement. So I'm saying, I've tabled all the questions. I don't know if members were not listening, but I tabled all the questions that were outstanding. I may have left others, but I said in this presentation that I've read, the response to these issues are not there. Now, for instance, Honorable Ngozi, in the last meeting, I hope you'll respond to this. In the last meeting, you raised an issue of a serious matter of a sabotage of the president. You raised it, and I seconded you because I even said this is a serious matter of the president. Have you been responded to? No. Now, we are coming back. We're in the presentation that is here today. Is there a response? Did SAB take efforts just to respond to some of the questions in writing, maybe before they make their presentation and said, in terms of their questions, this is how SABC has responded? Now, all those things are not attended to. Now, I'm not saying chasing them away means they will not come back. No, I'm saying let's get responses to our questions. SABC must respect Parliament. Let them respond to the questions because we are acting on behalf of the public of South Africa. If we ask questions, we are not asking them for me. I don't benefit anything from that. I'm asking this on behalf of South African people. So South African people want to know what happens here, what happens here. Why is government always giving SABC money? Where is the money going? That's what we want to know. And then if the presentation does not tell us that, then my question is, why are we wasting South African time and money sitting in meetings and then not getting answers. So that's all I'm asking. And I'm not forcing the committee to agree with my view. I'm just raising my views. I'm saying I've asked, for instance, the breakdown of the legal costs since the bailout. Maybe Honorable Van Dam and Honorable Ndlozi should tell me if they have that response. So if they have it, then quite good. Let SABC proceed and present. But from where I'm sitting, I think we're doing a merry-go-round. We can't continue like this as members of parliament. We need to say, guys, it's okay. We will get your presentation. It does not mean even if we call them after 2 weeks, it will be a train smash. But we're saying, go back and respond to the specific questions that we asked. And then come back to us. We're not saying anything controversial. And then if there are further questions, we can still ask. We can still do them written questions and submit to them so that when they come, we at least we have some response. So that's all I'm asking. And if I'm defeated, I will accept. That's not his democracy. But I'm saying, let's not get sidetracked by issues of who met with who and how and the ANC mandate and so on. I'm not talking about the ANC mandate. I'm talking about the questions that we asked in Parliament. And those questions need to be responded to. That's all I'm asking. There was restructuring of non-core assets, which Treasury said will help SABC raise the money. Has that restructuring happened? Has those core assets been sold? For how much? Has the SABC made money? Because we need to know. But we don't need the details, whether you sold which building where. No, we don't need that. All we need is, yes, we have made money this side. Every time SABC comes, they are telling us how much they are not making money. And then they are not telling us how much money they are making. Now, we can see this parliament and be quiet. Otherwise, if they are not able to do their work, they must tell us, or no, we have deployed the wrong people, so that we can then say, guys, let's relook and help you. Now, the shareholder issue, I think, has been responded to. But where I'm sitting, Chair, I'm still convinced that until these questions are responded to, we will not be able to make a meaningful contribution to the SABC and its development. So I'm saying, let's get answers to these questions, all of them. The last time I checked, our officials wrote questions to the SABC, specific questions that were raised in Parliament. Those questions were not responded to. Now, are we undermined here? Are we taken for a ride? Because we can't sit here and then we are representing people of South Africa. They are watching us. And then every time we ask questions, no, it's by the way. It can't be work as usual. The issue of the shareholder and SABC is fine. It's a side issue. I'm talking about issue that we raised as Parliament. So, Chair, I think I've clarified that point. And that's the reason why I'm saying in the presentation, those responses are not there. And that's the point I'm raising. And I'm not attacking SABC. All I'm saying is that go back and respond. Is that an attack? Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, Van Dam.
Good Chair.
Ega also.
Honorable Van Dam. Followed by Honorable Fagu, Honorable Kubega.
Chairperson,
I'll summarize after this point because we need to move forward.
Chairperson, this thing is very simple. If Honorable Molala, Fagu, and Kubega don't have questions for the SABC, let them sit quietly. You are not obliged to ask questions. The SABC is here. They have a presentation. Maybe Honorable Molala feels his questions haven't been answered. That's why he must ask those questions and get those answers. And then there's also the opportunity to submit written questions. We would be doing a grave injustice to the SABC and its staff, if we as the body in charge of conducting oversight do not ask the questions that many of them are waiting for. So here's my proposal. Chair, I think you summarized it nicely. The SABC is here. Can we ask them questions? Those who feel like they don't want to ask questions and their questions haven't been answered, I don't know how they'll know that their questions haven't been answered before asking them. Maybe there's some other reason why they want to delay this meeting and they don't want to have that meeting take place. That's their problem. We are here. We are members of this committee. The SABC has been invited. If they didn't want the SABC here, why did you invite them? So can we please proceed, Chair? And I have one question for the Deputy Minister. While red herring arguments are raised about the commercial arm of the SABC, ask that in your question. As Honourable Ndlozi said, he provided a solution, not just problems, which the ANC members are keep bringing up. Honourable Mulala, sorry, let me not do that. Honourable Mulala keeps bringing up all these problems instead of providing solutions. Let them please present. Let us ask our questions. And can the minister please let us know why she did not include in her presentation that an SABC board member resigned? Thanks, Chair.
Point of order, Chair. Chair, I raised issues that were raised by the committee. I did not raise issues that were raised by Honorable Mulala. I raised issues. Please, I'm talking, Vandami. I've been listening to you. Chair, I raised issues that were raised by the committee. So the point
you
don't of
get order. To speak on our
The point of
you can shut up and listen to
me.
You must shut up and listen to other people. Shut up. Yeah, Panda. Every time you are out of order, you don't want to give other people the space. But when you want all people to listen to you.
Honorable members.
Don't undermine other honorables, Panda.
Honorable Chair,
Honorable Kubega, can we give Honorable Mulala? I want to clarify.
Don't be emotional.
Yeah, Honorable Chair.
You must go to your home so that you are not emotional because you don't understand the charge of our people.
Utinwene.
Honorable, Honorable Fandam. Will you please give Honorable Mulala the space to speak? He raised the point of order.
Yeah, Chair, I'm saying reference is always made to Honorable Mulala. The issues I'm raising are not Honorable Mulala's issues. I even made mention of the issue that was raised by Honorable Ndlozi in the last meeting of the presidential support. It was not raised by me. Now, every time Honorable Van Damme speaks, he refers to Honorable Mulala and his views. It's like Honorable Mulala is the one who's against whoever Honorable Fandam is defending. So I'm saying these issues were raised by committee members. They were not raised by me. I just happened to note them that I can remember these issues that were raised. And I'm saying we got the presentation that SABC is going to present. We have gone through the presentation. These issues are not there. That's the point I'm raising now. Honorable Fandam is twisting what I'm saying every time. I don't know what's the problem. So maybe let me clarify that. I'm not raising my personal issues. I'm raising the issues that were raised by the committee.
Honorable order, Chairperson. He's on a point of order. Honorable Mulala is not the spokesperson of this committee. He's raising his own point.
Honorable Kubeka,
so much. Honorable members, because Honorable Faku is supposed to speak after this point of order that has been cleared by Honorable Mlala. Then there's who also wanted to speak and was noted. May I ask again that we focus on the matter at hand, and that we minimize the exchanges that are not helping us to move forward. And one of the things that helps us is to obey the rules. If we all speak and we put our cameras on, I think we're sending a wrong message to South Africans that there's a matter before us. Instead, we are doing something else. And if I call your name, Honorable Van Dam, you should respect the chair and allow the chair to make the ruling on the matter on how we need to move forward. The same I would expect to all other members, but it starts by us listening to each other and respecting that we are in a meeting. My worry is the time we have taken in the discussion. And South Africans expect us to say, what are we saying finally, and how we are going to deal with the SABC matter? And I want to emphasize the point. This is not about the leadership of the SABC, the board, or the executive. It's about solutions we need to bring on the table in relation to the SABC as a national broadcaster in a way that repositions it. So if we can remember that, we'll then understand that whatever contribution is made, we may probably coming from different directions, but it is about saying what could be done better in order for us to play our role as Parliament without taking the role of any of whether it's SABC or whether it is the shareholder from the point of the minister. So I'm just saying if we can help listen to each other, you'd find that we can find a solution quicker on how we need to approach the item that is before us at this point. So please, if we can allow Honorable Faku to speak without interruption, unless there is an order. And if you want to raise a point of order, you'll say, Chair, there's a point of order. I note you like I did with Honorable Mlala. You make your point and they were able to move. But let's just respect speakers on the platform that they have an opportunity to speak. We hear them. Please, Honorable Faku, make your point because you raised your hand beside the point of order raised by Honorable Mlala. You wanted to speak as well as Honorable Faku.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Don't forget me, Chairperson. Sorry.
Honorable Ndozi, sorry, I didn't Dr. Ndozi, you are on the line. Fine.
Gumbu, Chair?
Honorable Gumbu.
Chairperson, thank you very much, and greetings to Dr. Ndozi. Chairperson, I just want to say, if you remember when I was making my opening remarks, I said there are contradictions because it seems there have never been engagement between the minister, the department and SABC on many issues that we have raised, especially on this question that Honorable Ndlozi has been asking about how the SABC and government were working during the COVID-19. We have been raising that question in the committee and we have not received any response. And that question is coming up. That question is not part of the presentation. And many other questions that Honorable Mlala has raised, they are not part of the presentation. Now, Chairperson, unfortunately, we are here to play our role as members of Parliament, public reps. We're not going to satisfy other members in this committee who think maybe they know better than us. We went through the presentation and we understand exactly, and the questions that have been raised, those questions are very clear. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, the question that Honorable Rose is asking, I asked that question, but up to date, we don't have an answer. The issue of the skills audit, the issue of engagement between SABC and the unions, and all these letters that we're getting as a committee. So I'm saying, Chairperson, people must not say, yeah, we come and talk like that. I think also, Chairperson, your closing remarks, you need to correct that. People must not be emotional when we raise issues. We are saying that the SABC, we've been here working with the SABC, assisting them with the bailout and everything, and we fully understand that the bailout was not meant for to pay salaries, but it was to be able to assist the SABC to move forward. Also, Chairperson, from the beginning, I've raised the issue of legal costs. Up to today, we need transparency to understand what is happening with this legal cost. I've raised it. So I'm trying to say, Chairperson, there is a lot of contradictions in the presentation that the SABC has given us. There's contradiction to what the minister is saying. We are going to have the SABC to come to the committee, but all we're asking that let them go back and respond to the issues that we have raised as this committee. We've raised these issues. If records must be taken back, minutes of these meetings, then because I believe there are records, those records must come up, because I can tell you on dates whereby we have engaged with the SABC, same issues that we have raised, none of those issues have been responded to. Please, Shalon, man. And with time, it's now 8 o'clock, up to 9 o'clock, we won't be able to engage them the way that we want them to engage. I propose, Chair, that we close the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm still in my ways, just like Honorable Mulala, to say it is not to say we don't have questions to ask, Chair. We are having a lot of questions, but we cannot ask these questions without having a response to those questions that we have asked in the last portfolio committee meeting, Honorable Chair. With due respect, we are still saying let the SABC go back and have our responses, because it was key. It was based on the issue of the audit skill. It was because we want to know how many people that they can manage to retrain them, to reskill them, or even if when they are supposed to redeploy them. We want to know what is the department also saying on that, because the department can have some other solutions where it can try to come to resolve those issues. So we are saying with due respect, let them go back and have those responses that we have asked. It was those questions that we were asking to them with due respect, Chair. They will never ever give the liberty today in order that they must go and prepare those answers, and then we will take it from there if they can give us those answers. There are many questions, Chair, because on the issue of Section 189 also, we are having an interest also to hear, as we are asking to say, did they have that consultation? So our sugutis is our tula jesiti kwaka. Even the issue of the litigations, we have asked questions there. There is nothing there in this presentation that they have sent to us. So, siyahloni pastlas. Bababuye lemba, bayolungisa impendulo zethu, bakwazi ukuza futhi back to the committee to respond to those questions. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. The honourable members, unfortunately, make a lot of sense to the extent to which the requests were made with regards to what the SABC presentation must focus on. And I'm saying that from what I have seen in the presentation, there are aspects which we could all be interested in, and it is true there's no presentation, there isn't in the presentation any answer in detail with regards to the skills audit. As a matter of fact, in the presentation, it looks like they're saying the skills audit is not done. But I was interested in the aspect of the presentation that was dealing with the new editorial policy. We haven't heard that. We have not had any conversation to that effect because we all did not go to their launch, and they launched, we read about it in the media, but it's here in the presentation, and maybe they could speak to it and so on and so forth. But with the question, with the time being here, I thought maybe the reconciling view could be this hour that is left. There's no way we can have a meaningful conversation with the SABC. The commitment then on their part is to streamline this presentation when they come back, to focus on our specific questions, that they speak directly to those questions. Because I don't think it is wrong to say what Molala and other members in particular are saying is not incorrect, that there are things that were of burning concern, the things that were the reason why we asked for this meeting, and many of which have not been covered in the presentation. This could have been put to the SABC to explain itself. And what if Honorable Molala Bare, they didn't get a directive of what kind of aspects of the presentation must follow? What if that's what they are going to say? Regardless of that, they still no time. So I would be amenable, Chairperson, that we agree now in this meeting so that whatever is happening today doesn't happen again. What should the SABC come back to present on? It must be put in writing, put to them. One. Two. It must not be an excuse that they didn't present today for us not to listen to the stakeholders tomorrow. I am very, I plead with the committee. We cannot do this again tomorrow when the other stakeholders, the union, the editorial forum, they must be given an opportunity to say their part. And what we must be mindful of is that some of the things they will be speaking about, the SABC would have not had the opportunity to first present on. So the SABC will then have to make sure that they listen tomorrow and then they come back with a presentation that covers our questions and that covers the questions or the concerns that would have been raised by stakeholders tomorrow. I don't know if that can be a progressive way forward, Honorable Chairperson, because either way, we cannot do justice in an hour. Just in summary, can we clearly articulate what we want from the SABC presentation so that they streamline the presentation in that regard? They must give us a skills report. They must give us the new editorial structure and policies. They must give a report on the sabotage of the presidential announcement to the country, and all other things that they might streamline on. Then they know when they leave tonight that that's what we want. Secondly, that must not stop us from listening to the rest of the other stakeholders tomorrow, which means the SABC must then also listen to them. And then whatever they would like to respond to, then include it in their presentation. Can I propose that we proceed like that, because we got no time no more? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Captain Joseph. May I, members,
summarize after I've listened to yourselves. The first point is the last point that Honorable Dlozi raises. The meeting tomorrow will be hearing those stakeholders for the first time so that there's no confusion about what is happening today. What honorable members are raising with regard to today is that we have met the SABC, and in many instances, even on the part of the consultation, the SABC has confirmed with Parliament that it has consulted and it continues to consult. It has also said that it has been meeting with the department on monthly basis. I'm saying these are reports presented to us. And what we now have is that necessarily those discussions have not helped to yield the results that I expected. In fact, there's not been cooperation in terms of, if I were to use the words used by Honorable Mlala in the beginning. But why is this point important, honorable members, is that whilst we would expect the SAGC to respond to these specific questions that have been asked, they have also listened to what the Deputy Minister has raised are issues where they have not been responses. It will help us that then the presentation that they will be putting before us will talk to also such questions that would have been asked. And indeed, if there will be a need to have a meeting in camera in order to avoid the point about strategies, commercial strategies, that's something else. We can look at that. But it should be public information on how each of the platforms is performing, so that it's understood even publicly how we arrived at certain decisions. Because there's also a worry that you can talk too much of commercial to a point of forgetting the public mandate that the SABC carries. And for us to make that distinction is when you have proper info before you. So I think there's argument on that. The meeting tomorrow continues. But today, members were raising the point on the basis that we're not meeting the SABC for the first time and that these matters must come before us. They will have now at least benefit of listening to what the TM has presented to the committee, as well as internal stakeholders as they will be presenting tomorrow, so that then they can come back with a concrete presentation. I know that we are saying the answers can come from questions that are being asked in the committee. But the reality of the matter is, at least if the answers are in writing, they help bind those that answer the questions, that this is what they have put before us, unlike what Honorable Mlala would raise. That you have a report that skills audit is still a pending matter. 2 days down the line in the media, it is said that no, we have now completed the skills audit, and that's the reason we're moving in this direction. Then you have contesting views out there. And people will then ask the question, but Parliament, why were you not able to deal with this matter? Because this was not the truth. The truth is now revealed by CCMA referring this matter back for further consultation because there's not been consultation at an internal level. This gives the SABC then an opportunity to also respond properly. If there's a letter or any instruction from the CCMA, let's get that. Sabotage, Honorable Mlala raised it again. You are raising it, Honorable Jones. Let's get it, because there, again, we were left with an answer that said it was still a matter that is undergoing investigation. But what gets to be out there, it's like, no, probably I'm misinformed. In fact, the SABC has got more problems of answering to that question on whether it existed in the first place or not before it was made public
that has supported us. So let's get those answers. And this is not about avoiding a discussion, but it's about ensuring that we have a proper discussion and that the meeting tomorrow continues. We then call back the SABC as we have agreed, and probably get all the board members of the SABC to log in, because we respect that these decisions must have been processed by properly constituted meetings of the board. And there's no intention from us to run the board. I take it that even the shareholder has no interest of running the affairs of the board and the management of the SABC. But we still have an obligation, because we appropriate funds that belong to the people of South Africa, and say we are assisting the SABC to turn around. So we need to still play that oversight in that score. So I agree, honorable members, that probably will not do justice even now to say we continue with a meeting that is clear. There's no basis to continue with it, because these concerns are also genuine concerns, and they must come in the presentation of the SAPC. It being in writing, members can still contribute to that, but I can confirm that the SABC did receive from the support staff what did we resolve on previously in the portfolio committee, and what we want them to respond to as we will be engaging with them. And in the absence of that, I think it helps even the SABC that they go rethink the presentation and answer to specific questions. One assumes that there's nothing to hide. They should be able to answer the committee on the questions that have been put forward. If we agree with that, this is how one wants to close the discussion of the meeting, so that we can have a proper engagement with the SABC. May I also just caution honorable members that whilst it is a continuation of the meeting, we have not changed from what we have raised before, and this is the reason we are rescheduling. It's because we're not satisfied even at that point. We are still not satisfied that the process engaged upon would have adhered to the activities that needed to precede the actual intention to retrench or anything like that. I think it's important that we close in that note. May I close the meeting, honorable members?
But
Chairperson?
Who's that now?
It's me, Michael Vandam.
What were you saying, honorable Vandam? I heard you, honorable.
Yes. I would like you to please put it on record our disagreement with what has happened today. It must not be carried forward. What is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. Chairperson, can you please put it on record? You are just like that when I found
out. Order, Chair.
Why is Vandam always talking after you have
Fafu is obsessed with me. She's really upset.
You have
closed.
She's
a point of order. Why is Vandam always talking after you have
you
made
the
remarks? What you're saying does not matter. You must not care about the assessment here. So you get a question from
you are obsessed with me. So weird.
To deal with things,
right? You agreed for me to speak, and it's
No. I'm saying I have put this matter that you agree that we close the meeting.
Yes, now I am answering your question, indeed. So I am saying...
I know that you...
But, Vandam, listen to the chairperson. Chairperson?
Chairperson, I think you have closed the meeting till tomorrow. We will meet tomorrow when we are meeting with other stakeholders. Thank you very much, Chair.
I want you to understand that you have been
closed.
I'll meet the side
closed. Chairperson, I Okay, thank you, Chair. You're not going to speak. You put it to us. Chairperson, sorry?
Yes. If you have a problem with the thing I've made, you know what to do. You can write in that space.
Chair, you so gave me an opportunity to speak. Why are you changing your mind now?
No.
You people have failed the SABC today. You have failed them. You failed them today because you are here in your study group. You decided today you do not want to let the SABC speak, and that's what you have done. You have failed the
SABC. What are you talking about?
Right.
You are not the spokesperson of this committee, Van Dam. Please, man.
No, man, the meeting is closed. You need to talk to each other, right? But the meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we need to deal with item one on the agenda.
Item one.
No, Honorable Mackenzie, when we say the meeting is closed,
respect, I didn't speak, that was Hajira. It wasn't me, Chairperson.
Yes, I'm saying Honorable Mackenzie, we have closed this matter of the SABC. And we have agreed, that's what members have proposed, that we close the meeting, right? And it's agreed as such. Now, the point you are raising is a different point, which talks to ICASA, I think that's what she wants to talk to. And we have different views on that matter, so that's a matter I wanted to consult on. In that the committee had already discussed the ICASA issue and the recommendations that we put there were agreed upon. It's unless there's a member who says we did not adopt a summary with regard to ICASA, because I don't want us to be the ones who had delayed the ICASA appointments. So the SABC, we're clear on it, but as I say, I had asked for a view on that ICASA. My understanding was that we circulated it to yourselves. There was never an objection to those. It's unless members are now saying it's no longer the report of the committee.
No, we're not saying that. No, it is the report.
It is true. So my take is that it's an adopted position of the committee, having been advised even legally. I'm not sure why I would want to reopen.
No, not speaker. I didn't say anything. I'm being unfairly targeted here, Chair. I've been very quiet.
You can't be targeted from that side of the table you are sitting. Otherwise, that would be a problem. I'm not targeting you. All I'm saying, Honorable Mackenzie, is that for purposes of record, the understanding is that we adopted those recommendations.
Yes, we have adopted the recommendations.
Parliament.
If you can just recognize Honorable Van Dam, Chair, but you know.
No, Honorable Mackenzie, I was answering you on this part. On the point raised on item one, you were just elevating it from Hajira. All I'm asking, I'm not sure if you hear me. Can you hear?
Yeah, perfect, Chairperson. But I never raised any question.
No, it's not a question. I'm saying on item one, it was about the ICASA appointments. I'm saying in this regard, my understanding is that the committee has adopted.
Adopted, and it's following the process that it needs to be followed, Chair.
The chair must oversee that report and ensure that it is reported to the House. What we have done, we have circulated the report so that it is not just the chair sending the report, so that members can then directly make input. And by the time of coming to this meeting, we still did not have inputs that are altering the report. and therefore one would have taken that members agree on that report as a true reflection of what we resolved.
Chairperson, if I can just respond briefly. I think just in terms of process, as you've done now, you've sort of tabled and explained what that item was, and personally I read the report and I have no objection to it, and I'd be interested to hear what my colleague Honourable Van Damme says, but thank you for tabling. Chair, and I agree. Thank you.
Chairperson, at the last meeting, we agreed on the recommendations. The full report itself, as it was worded, was not agreed upon. I'm assuming that's why it was added to the agenda, and now it's just inconvenient because you've closed the meeting and now you are backtracking. That report has not been formally adopted by this committee. It has to be properly adopted with the wording that it is. And now that it's inconvenient that you've closed the meeting, you can't say we've agreed. We haven't formally adopted that report. So let's please be honest.
Honorable Fanda, I hear what you are trying to do. Is to go back to that item that we have closed.
No, Chair, I am not. On a point of order, I am saying that report, we have not formally adopted it. It was added to the agenda specifically so it could be adopted. You perhaps maybe forgot about it and you've now closed the meeting and it is now inconvenient. But in terms of the rules of Parliament, we have not adopted the report as it has been drafted. Just because it was sent for input and you didn't get input does not mean it has now been formally adopted. It has not.
It has not. Chairperson, can you please note me?
There
you are.
Tomorrow. That's no problem. Then we must be honest then. Not say we adopted it. We didn't.
But madam, why do you contest me, my
can you close the meeting? We will adopt the report tomorrow in the tomorrow's meeting. With the
Honourable Chairperson,
actually, it's enough now. No, Chairperson, can I please speak? I am tired. No, Chairperson, I am. You need to protect me now. I am sick and tired of Honourable Faku consistently attacking.
Can you do a meeting with
Honourable Member? The meeting
that you generate. Is going to degenerate. So please protect me.
Thank you, Chair.
Faku is consistently attacking me and you do nothing about it. If you want this to degenerate next time, let her continue.